We really haven't talked about that. You know, we just talked about family background, where I've come from. They've put me on the board, watched some film a little bit, and they asked me what I think, but I said I'm pretty versatile. I feel like I can play guard and tackle, but whatever they need. He's a great guy. Our coach Brian Ferentz was up with him at the New England Patriots, and he's got nothing but good things to say about him. I talked to him last year when he came to the coach's clinic, and you know, it was just nice to get to meet him. And yeah, I'm thankful for the opportunity. Yeah, I would consider myself a pretty good athlete, but I gave tennis up sophomore year because I did three sports in the spring, so then I missed quite a few track events or tennis events because I had to flip-flop, so I gave that up and just played four sports. There was really no decision. I knew I wanted to come back and graduate, even with the opportunity. I talked to Coach Ferentz and Brian, and right after that meeting, I told them I was going to stay, so there's no point in holding that back from anybody. It'd be nice. Like I said, I'd be blessed to go wherever I get picked. And, you know, California's pretty warm out there, so it's a lot better than this weather we have here. And I think Iowa was negative 30-degree wind chill, so that'd be a little different. They just asked, and I said, I felt pretty versatile. And I said, wherever you guys want me, I'll do my best to play that position. When I tore it, I was just like, oh, boy, here we go again, because I had a leg injury in 2012. So once I started walking off the field and it went, you know, I wasn't able to extend my leg, and I was like, oh boy, here we go. But then I played the second half and it felt a little better, so I knew it was going to be short term. Then I had the MRI and the scope, and then I felt great. Yeah, when you get, I guess I was fortunate enough to only have 8 or 9 hours worth of classes this last fall, so I had quite a bit of opportunity to get an extra film work, and they gave us iPads also for the university to watch film on. So it was nice to, you know, when you're going to bed, you can watch a set of, you know, running game and whatnot. So yeah, I think I improved over the years, and you know, there's still more improvement that can happen. So that's what me and Andrew Denauer are working on, is film study and just working on sets after we get done weightlifting with Coach Dole. I think Coach Ferentz, it speaks for Coach Ferentz and the coaching staff that he has there. I learned from Riley Reif. He's the Detroit left tackle right now, and he's taught me everything I know. And Matt Tobin, he just went to the Eagles, so I played between those two guys and James Ferentz. So it's nice. Just speaks for Coach Ferentz, Brian Ferentz, Reese Morgan, all the coaches that have helped me coach, and you know, just trying to carry on that tradition. Yeah, not only just football, but I think Coach Ferentz, you know, he's always stressed in character, being a better man in academics, and you know, you get punished if you, obviously disciplined if you're not the kind of character guy that he's looking for. He'll, you know, if you get in trouble, he's gonna solve that problem and you know, make you pay for it. I don't know if there'd be a challenge. I think I like run blocking, and you know, it'd be a little closer, and you get a little help from the center also. So I think it'd be a smooth move for me. But like I said, I'll be happy to play wherever they want me to play. Yeah, it would. I mean, hard work pays off, and you know, you always want to strive to be the best of the best. That's what you want to set your goals for. And you know, just hanging out with these guys the past 2 days, you know, it's awesome to see where everybody came from, their work ethic, and all that. So it's just nice.